Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org entitled, "Since the Fa Rectification Hasn't Concluded, I Will Continue to Save People," by Jing Yi.
Minghui Fahui, "Since the Fa Rectification Hasn't Concluded, I Will Continue to Save People," by Jing Yi. I am 81 years old. After practicing Falun Dafa for a short time, all of my illnesses gradually disappeared, and tribulations cannot shake my belief in teacher and the Fa. Thank you, teacher. After teacher told us about the three things that we needed to do and do well, I went out into the streets to tell people the facts about Falun Dafa. Teacher gave me a healthy body, so if I didn't clarify the truth, I would not be able to face teacher. Saving people is a very serious matter. If I make a mistake, I might turn a person against Falun Dafa. Thus, they would not be able to be saved because of me, and that would be a big problem. Thus, I study the Fa often. I clarify the facts during the day and study the Fa at home or with a Fa study group in the afternoon. I read Minghui weekly and any Falun Dafa materials that I can obtain. Only by studying the Fa well can I cultivate myself well and maintain a righteous state of mind. The words that I say while clarifying the truth will then carry the power of the Fa. Thus, they can save people. Reading Dafa materials can help refresh my memory so that I feel confident when I talk to people and when I answer their questions. The first people I clarified the facts to were people in my immediate circle. As a result, most of my relatives quit the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliated organizations. Some of my co-workers and neighbors quit as well. The more I clarified the truth, the easier it became. I was eventually able to walk up to total strangers and clarify the facts without hesitation or fear. I teamed up with a practitioner, and we spent the mornings walking the streets, telling people the truth about Dafa. Every day, I have to walk a lot, but I do not feel tired at all. Sometimes things work out very well. People understand us right away, quickly quit the CCP, then thank us sincerely. One time, a man not only quit the CCP, but also wanted to practice Falun Dafa. I quickly obtained a book for him and teacher's exercise recordings. A few days ago, I met a woman who refused to believe the things that I told her. No matter how hard I tried, I asked her, "Why would an old lady like me want to lie to you about Falun Dafa?" When I told her that I was 81 years old, she said that she did not believe me. I told her that a Dafa practitioner would not lie because we practice truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. She still did not believe me. I quickly found a person who knew me and could vouch for my age. The woman then asked me if practicing Dafa was the reason that I looked so young. I told her that it was indeed the reason. She asked, "Is it too late for me to learn the practice?" I told her it was not too late. I once met a Christian woman who would not believe me when I clarified the truth to her. She told me that there was only one God. I asked her, "If you believe that there is only one God, why did you believe the CCP when they told you that there is no God?" I then asked her whether her God would welcome her in heaven for believing that there is no God. She immediately agreed with me and quit the CCP. We sometimes come across people who refuse to listen or are very hostile toward us. A few years ago, we talked with an older man who scolded me, saying I was ungrateful and that I had betrayed the CCP, which had always taken good care of me. We decided not to argue with him or be discouraged. Perhaps he was not quite ready to know the facts, or, possibly, we had attachments that were getting in the way. When things like this happened, we studied the Fa more and looked within, hoping to improve and do better next time. Teacher told us that saving sentient beings is our responsibility, which we must do well. I am old, but I am determined to clarify the truth every day. It doesn't matter how many people I save each day. What matters is that I seize every opportunity to save people. I won't be happy or disappointed because of the number of people I help save. I have the will to save people, and that is what Teacher wants from us. Since the Fah rectification hasn't concluded, I will continue to save people.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.